Hi there. This is Jack, and this is a special edition of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. I'm subbing for a show called Aftertaste today. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I'm going to be playing an hour of music from one of my favorite artists, Jesse Lanza. This first song here is New OG, which is the intro opener to her second album, Oh No. I'm going to be playing stuff that sort of spans her entire discography. My favorites, the greatest hits, if you will. So yeah, stay tuned for the next hours for some smooth, clean, beautifully sound designed synth pop. Or don't. Either way, have fun. And yeah, thanks to the folks who usually do Aftertaste at this slot, because they've granted me the ability to take a sub slot on this fine Saturday afternoon. Anyways, enjoy the music. Once again, this is New OG by Jesse Lanza from her second album, Oh No.
Thank you.
All right, that was Big Pink Rose off of her most recent album, Love Hallucination. I'm going to stop saying like each song is by Jesse Lanza, because it goes without saying all of these tracks are. And I'm going to not talk for too long right now, because I have plenty of time to talk about her music. But the new album was excellent. It was just, she has come into sort of a more outgoing sound, if you will. I don't know. But her first album, which I'm playing a song from right now, is very introverted in a way, and like introspective, which I think is something that draws me to her music a lot. Anyways, I'm gonna let this song play because it's one of my favorites, and the song after it is also one of my favorites. This is Kathy Lee from her debut album Pull My Hair Back, which is just an excellent album, like absolutely incredible. I don't even know what to say. Enjoy this song and enjoy the next. Remember, that's one of my favorites too.
If you're gone, then let me know.
I suppose I'll talk for a minute. This song right now that you're hearing is You Never Show Your Love, once again, by Jesse Lanza. This was sort of a one-off single that she did, and it's produced by DJ Spin and Tezo, who are two kind of titans, if you will, of the footwork scene, which is kind of a niche, specialized dance music scene. And that's what I love about Jesse Lanza. I think that her music is deceptively complex and intelligent. I don't think intelligence is a good way to really talk about music, or especially electronic music, because there's a lot of heavy opinions there. But there's just more to it than just like regular kind of singery pop music. And I kind of love that. Like, you might notice, well, I don't know. She's released music and been signed to Hyperdub Records for a long time, who notably did sign and release tons of important footwork releases, like DJ Rashad's Double Cup, for one, which is an incredible album. But also the most notable seminal work to come out on Hyperdub, debatably, is Burial's album Untrue. And that kind of like dark, gloomy electronic sound sort of pervades a lot of what Hyperdub releases, and it kind of colors a lot of the stuff that they do. And I really like seeing that kind of vibe, if you will, I don't have a better term for that, applied to just, once again, like kind of classic singery pop. And I think you really get that with Jesse Lanza's first two albums. She's got four albums to date. And the song I'm talking over right now is Strange Emotion, which is the closing track from her first album. And her two most recent albums have sort of dipped more into like kind of retro-leaning sound. Like, she goes very into 80s-ish, not quite, like a sort of 80s-ish, 80s-inflected synth-pop on her 2020 album All the Time. And her new album, once again, Love Hallucination, is a little bit all over the place, but there's definitely some of that in there. But she does it with a kind of intentionality that I really appreciate. It doesn't feel like cheap nostalgia baiting, really, at least to me. What do I know, though? I'm just some guy on the radio. But yeah, I'm gonna quit yapping for a minute, because there's plenty of yapping that I could be doing right now. And I'll let you guys listen to this song, Strange Emotion, from Pull My Hair Back. I feel it. All right, I'm going to do a little intro for this one. This is Could Be You, but it's the DJ Tay and DJ Spin remix from her Oh No, No No remixes EP. And this was just an EP of like remixes from her second album, Oh No. And I love the way that she sort of implements remixing, because she has a good selection of who remixes her songs. Like, the original track that this is a remix of is great, but I think that seeing a kind of like trap footwork rhythm pattern in it implemented is just like awesome. I'm gonna let it play because it's not a very long song, but yeah, I just wanted to give my two cents. The last tune was Vivica from her album Oh No, once again, her second album. And this is Drive from her most recent Love Hallucination. I don't know, I think I've been listening to this one a good bit. And it's just nice. I don't know what to say. I think that, this new album really did a lot for me over the summer when it came out. It was maybe around the beginning of the last month of summer. And I was just listening to it on repeat. I was in a bit of a rut, just not sure what to listen to. There were just days where waking up to going to bed, all I would listen to is Jesse Lanza. I would ride my bike to work listening to Jesse Lanza. I'd ride at home listening to Jesse Lanza. You know, listen to it in the shower, listen to it while having dinner. That was all I could do. I don't know. But yeah. This one's just sometimes she has songs that are kind of like this that are just very kind of more rhythmic than anything. There's not much in the way of melody that encroaches upon the rhythm. I don't know. And I kind of like that. It's fun to have that sort of interspersed within a pop album, so to speak.
Yeah.
This one's been Alexander from her 2020 album All the Time. That's the first cut I've played off of that record. It's very good. I kind of look over it a little bit because I just love all of her music so much that like has to be the one at the bottom. But it's a great record. And right now I'm playing Guess What, which comes from her DJ Kicks set. For those of you who are unfamiliar, DJ Kicks is like a sort of series of DJ sets that are all recorded and released, I suppose. And I haven't listened to all of Jessie Lanza's actually, because it's very long, but she made a few original songs for the, or released a few songs for the mix, and this one, Guess What, is one of them. But I do hate to say it, but there comes a time in every good radio show where I have to read a PSA. So when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters. Store trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. We care about bears here at WMFO. And you. Yeah. I was out in Colorado this summer. I did see some bears. They did not approach me, but I would have been safe around them if they did, because, you know, bear safety and all that. Anyways, yeah, I've said it many a time, but I'm going to quit yapping and let you guys listen to this tune, because it's pretty awesome, for lack of a better term. Okay, I kind of talked over the, like, fun part of that last song, so, my bad. But this one, oh, sorry if you guys can hear the siren outside, something's going down. Anyways, this track that I'm talking over now is You and Me, which is one of the deeper Jessie Lanza cuts, if you will. It was released for, Hyperdub did a series of, like, 10-year anniversary of the label compilation albums, and this was her contribution to one of them. Oh yeah, and it's called You and Me, and it's quite the tune. 'Cause boy, it's been too long. Feel the same. now seems about as good a time as any for me to sort of discuss the fact that Jesse Lenza is a great singer. Like, beyond the artistry, beyond the sort of knickknacks and the bleeps and bloops in her music, she's just a vocally talented singer. And, I mean, that's like the icing on the cake. She's got weird electronics, interesting like production choices and everything, but she also can just sing. But yeah, that was once again You and Me from the Hyperdub 10-year anniversary. Whoa, Hyperdub 10-year anniversary compilation. In this one, I'm sending it back to her first album, Pull My Hair Back. This is Against the Wall, which I believe is one of the more popular cuts from the album, but it's all relative. Either way, it's infectious, it's fun. I don't even know what all to say to it that the song doesn't say for itself. So yeah, keep it locked.
Yeah.
Alright, this one's called Face, and it's from her 2020 album, All the Time. I realize I'm not playing that much from All the Time, just by nature of how this set worked out. And I also played a couple songs from that record on my show last year, and I feel like I don't need to be repeating songs quite yet. Notably, I played the song Limbo, which was one of the singles from the new album, on my last show, which, by the way, I'll plug it real quick. Tuesday, 9 a.m., the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. That's my regular time slot. Tune in. You might learn something new. You might learn two new things. But Limbo, the single from that, the new record, is one of my favorites from her. And I played that on my last show, so I didn't play it this time. Anyways, I'm going to shut up now because this is Oh No, the titular track off Oh No. And I absolutely love this song.
I'm not afraid.
All right, that was Oh No from the album Oh No. And this that's playing behind me is 755, produced by Lorraine James, also from the DJ Kick set. That last song, Oh No, is just so special. The percussion is insane, the breakdown, everything. It's just a beautifully constructed song. I absolutely love it. I'm gonna waffle over this song because I feel like talking into the mic and like, you know, it's not my show, I'm subbing, but it's my show, I get to choose the rules. Let's talk about that Damian Lillard trade, shall we? I mean, the fact that he's going to Milwaukee is pretty crazy. I kind of love it because the Midwest is up, and I like when the Midwest is winning as someone from Ohio. But totally out of left field, I really hope Damian Lillard can win a championship with Giannis up in Milwaukee. And I hope the Portland Trailblazers can be good in a few years because I have a lot of pieces that are really promising. Shout out to Bill Walton, Portland Trailblazers legend, and one of the best commentators in sports history. Big fan of the guy. He's funny. I appreciate that, like, he uses his platform to, like, say weird things on live TV, but, like, funny weird things. I don't know. He seems like a chill dude out of all the, like, retired NBA legends. But yeah, my time here on the show is coming to a close before long. I've got this song and then two more, which may or may not have time to play all the way out, but whatever, I had fun today. I hope you all have had fun. Shout out to Jesse Lanza. She's the best, a generational talent, honestly. One of the best musicians I've found out about in the past year. We're probably coming up on a year of like me being really into her music because I feel like it was last October. I did kind of like a hyperdub deep dive and I was just listening to all kinds of random hyperdub projects, and that included some of Jesse Lanza's work, and I just never stopped listening. But yeah, my prediction is she'll probably be my top artist of the year, because like I've just listened to copious amounts. There's no way I've listened to something else more. But yeah, I mean, I feel like out of her four albums, she has no misses. Great remixes on and all that. She's a great DJ. Like she knows her stuff about electronic music, and that shines through in her music. And just, yeah, talented, incredible. Love the music. If I didn't, I wouldn't be playing it for an hour on the radio. Anyways, yeah, this song that I've totally talked over is wrapping up in just a second. But once again, it's 7:55, produced by the outstanding Lorraine James, another hyperdub signee who makes insanely good music. Has a new album out, but I've not listened yet. So apologies, Lorraine James, if you're listening. But yeah, I don't know. Good stuff, good fun. Great percussion on this one too, but you know, that goes without saying at this point. Anyways, this one is Lick in Heaven, but it's which is a track from All the Time, her 2020 album, but it's remixed by another hyperdub signee, Proc Fiscal, who is one of my favorite up-and-comers in the electronic music world right now, and I'm just gonna let this one play because it's awesome. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed the percussive insanity that is proc fiscal drum programming. Absolutely incredible. I have a smile on my face because of how great this remix is, and I haven't heard it for a minute, but I knew it was good, but I didn't remember it being quite this good. So that's awesome. There's just like the clubby elements, like you can hear some kind of club derived rhythm patterns. I don't know, it's just so good. And proc fiscal sound is just like this, so much like bizarre and beautiful percussion, and I just love it. I don't know. Anyways, this is wrapping up, and I've got one more song left for y'all. It's the first single from Love Hallucination, the new album, called Don't Leave Me Now. I just love this song. I adore it. And it's all I've got time for, really. So, yeah. Hopefully you've enjoyed my show today, if you've been listening this whole time, or if you haven't. If you are listening, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Have an amazing Saturday night. Have so much fun, but don't go too crazy. And same goes for those who aren't listening. I love you all as well, and I hope you all have a nice evening too. But yeah, anyways, this is once again Don't Leave Me Now by Jesse Lanza, the one and only, on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review Special Edition. Keep it locked. We've always got more heat in store on WMFO.
Three, four.